From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French lawmakers have agreed to extend the country's participation in airstrikes against Islamic militants in Iraq.
Oui, la France est en guerre contre le terrorisme, le jihadisme et l'islamisme radical.
Speaking to the National Assembly ahead of today's vote, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said France is at war against extremists and not religion. Meanwhile, families and colleagues of three French police officers killed in last week's terrorist attacks in Paris paid their final respects today. Funerals were also held in Jerusalem for four Jewish victims of last week's murders. Ukrainian authorities say 10 civilians were killed today when a shell or missile hit a bus south of the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. They say 13 people were injured when pro-Russian rebels fired a rocket launcher at a military checkpoint near the town of Volnovakha, and one of the missiles struck a bus. News of the incident came as a planned meeting of the leaders of Germany, France, Ukraine, and Russia on the Ukrainian crisis was postponed after foreign ministers of the four countries met Monday in Berlin but failed to make progress on implementing last September's ceasefire agreement. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says he remains very confident the Ebola outbreak that has devastated West Africa can be stopped. Speaking at a meeting with public health officials and lawmakers today in Washington, Dr. Tom Frieden said the world will get to zero cases in the epidemic if we continue the way we are going and nothing unexpected happens. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund says it is stepping up assistance for hundreds of thousands of Syrian children at risk of illness and death due to bitterly cold weather. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund estimates at least 7 million internally displaced and refugee children are in desperate need of assistance. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouliarac says the number of vulnerable children is growing on a daily basis.
More and more displaced Syrians have run out of savings and are now having to resort to desperate measures.
UNICEF has delivered warm clothing, blankets, heating supplies, cash, and vouchers to more than 900,000 children in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey. Bouliarac says, unfortunately, this aid has come too late for some. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Speaking today, Pope Francis highlighted the need for justice, healing, and unity in Sri Lanka. He arrived in that country today for the start of a week-long trip to Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama today told congressional leaders he hopes to work with them as a team this year to pass key legislation, even if they continue to spar over several contentious issues. He called key senators and members of Congress to the White House today.
I think that there's going to be opportunities for us to work together on trade. There's going to be opportunities for us to work together on simplifying the tax system and making sure everybody's paying their fair share. There are going to be opportunities for us to streamline government so it's more responsive.
Opposition Republicans now control Congress. President Obama is making a new effort to win approval for legislation that would encourage private companies to share information on cybersecurity threats with the government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry today said Pakistan's fight against militants in the country's northwestern tribal region has produced significant results.
I welcome a strong consensus forged by Prime Minister Sharif and Pakistan's leaders about the importance of combating all terrorists. Terror groups like the Pakistani and Afghan Taliban, the Haqqani Network, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and other groups continue to pose a threat not just to Pakistan and its neighbors, but also to the United States and the world.
Kerry made the remarks after strategic talks in Islamabad. An Egyptian appeals court says ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his two sons will get a retrial in an embezzlement case that earned them jail sentences last year. The court in Cairo announced its decision today. A crowd cheered, a move that rolls back the only remaining conviction against Mr. Mubarak. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.